SRN News. I'm Tayshia Stevens. Former U.S. Senator Jim Talent says the president's handling of the Middle East crisis is so misguided, it poses a serious danger to the U.S. and its allies.
Talent says the president's belief he can construct a peaceful solution through a partnership with Iran
is nothing short of lunacy.
Talent says Iran has to be constrained and deterred as it was during the Trump administration.
They have to believe that when they attack the United States or our allies, our soldiers, that there will be costs and consequences, and they will regret doing it.
Talent tells the Salem Radio Network that's a message the Biden administration has failed to convey. Bob Agner reporting.
A Jewish man has died in California after being attacked by a pro-Palestine mob Sunday. The victim reportedly was slammed in the head by a megaphone. The Jewish Federation of Greater Los Angeles released a statement saying the incident's the fourth major anti-Semitic crime in the Los Angeles area this year, and that violence will not be tolerated. Also at SRNnews.com, President Biden announced more than $16 billion in new funding for Amtrak. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton has more.
At an Amtrak maintenance facility not far from his Wilmington, Delaware home, the president touted the new federal investments for trains.
I've been talking about this for a long time, I know, but finally we're getting it done. More than $16 billion.
The money, which comes from the bipartisan infrastructure law, will go toward 25 passenger rail projects between Boston and Washington in the heavily trafficked Northeast Corridor. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The most watched races in Tuesday's off-year general election have all been dominated by the ongoing debate over abortion. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear is seeking re-election against conservative Republican Daniel Cameron. This is SRN News. Well, abortion's on the ballot in Ohio tomorrow, and other states are lining up.
At issue is an amendment to the Ohio Constitution that would enshrine the procedure right up to the moment of birth. The Buckeye State is the only one voting on abortion in 2023, but next year both Maryland and New York will do so. And there are efforts to put the issue before the public in at least nine other states so far. The repeal of Roe v. Wade by the Supreme Court has freed up individual states to make their own abortion decisions. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Facing an increasingly violent America, churches are having to decide whether or not to allow guns in the building. Pastor Jimmy Hardaway, who leads Trinity Baptist Church in Niagara Falls, New York, carries a concealed gun to protect worshipers. He says, "I'm really not free if I have to sit here and worry about threats to the congregation." Other pastors have opted to ban guns entirely. This is SRN News. There are some changes being made at college football games.
For many years in college football, the alcohol flowed only outside the stadiums at tailgates. Not anymore. Selling beer and wine has apparently become the norm. According to an AP survey of Power 5 conference schools in Notre Dame, 55 of 69 of them sell alcohol in the public areas of their stadiums on game days. That's up dramatically over the past decade. Experts say it's a reliable revenue stream. The trend picked up in 2019 after the Southeastern Conference cleared the way for alcohol sales at football stadiums. John Scott reports.
Federal juries found a scuba dive boat captain was criminally negligent in the deaths of 34 people killed in a fire aboard a vessel in 2019, the deadliest maritime disaster in recent U.S. history. Any Israel protesters shut down the Statue of Liberty on Monday afternoon, demanding an immediate end to the Israel-Hamas war. More details at SRNnews.com.